Hi everyone, Sane Man here. This video is brought to you by a more than generous donation from Nick. This is one of four videos I'm putting together for him. Here's what he has to say in this one, and I quote, "Hi Sane Man, within the past few months I learned a key term from other channels called imprint, which I've never really heard you mention. The idea is that a woman's first/second true love, who she first gave her heart and body to, has that man's imprint pressed upon her, such that she is fully and forever devoted to him, including willing to tolerate any of his mean behaviors. This imprint stays on her forever, or at least a long time, such that when the relationship fails, she can really never fall in love again. Thus, in any future relationships, for her, she's not able to pair bond with him. I think that imprint plays a much bigger role than that high body count. Since I was in a relationship with a woman who didn't have a high body count, but her first boyfriend she had during most of her 20s, she still had feelings for, even while dating me. I thought she was over him, and I didn't know about the imprint, so I was baffled, angry, and jealous when I saw her start to cry when he got engaged and married to another woman. I was a far better marriage option for her than her ex, but her heart was with him no matter how much simping I did to win her over. I realized that even though she liked me, I could only ever be her consolation prize. Since becoming more aware, I've noticed that even on first dates, women will casually bring up how she has a best/good friend that is a guy, which sets off alarm bells in my mind, because to me that most likely means she's still in contact with her ex, even if he broke things off. Why do you not talk about the imprint much? It seems far too important of a topic, so much so that I recently coined the term, the imprint is undefeated," unquote. Well, Nick, thanks for yet another donation and topic. I'll cover it in just a sec. But first, a word from today's sponsor, the Red Pill Ring. The Freemasons have their own rings, and now so do we. When another MGTOW sees your gold, silver, or bronze ring, he's going to know exactly what it means, and that both of you have the same value system. Now all we have to do is make a secret handshake. Please visit redpillring.com today to get your precious, precious ring. Do it fast before Gollum with boobs stops you. Anyways, now back to the women that ride so many men they don't even make it to their varsity football game away. I've heard many times before that women can truly bond or imprint with only one or two men, maybe three or four, and then after that she's had so many one-eyed willies inside of her that it's impossible for her to truly imprint or bond with anyone ever again. It's been a few years since I've spoken about this topic. That's why you haven't heard me discuss it before, Nick. Even men can get such imprints. I know that after two or three relationships and red pill knowledge, I can't truly love a woman without being extremely cautious. After my first major adult relationship was over, where I was codependent, and it took me 3 to 4 years to get over her, I swore that I would never let myself get into such a low point again. So when I got into the next major relationship, I made sure to have a lot of friends to talk to about things in life, so I didn't have to rely on my future wife. I was so hurt, even though I was the one that ended that first relationship, I could never love or trust another woman on that same level again. So I would say that the imprint might actually apply to men too. I don't want to feel that level of emotional anguish ever again. It took 3 to 4 years to get over that so-called imprint, and it took me another 10 years to be able to drive past the place we live together without bawling my eyes out. I've had a couple women that imprinted on me trying to get back together with me, the same one that took 3 to 4 years to get over. She found a way to trick me into meeting her 2 years after the relationship had ended. But the woman I was dating at the time had blown through dozens of guys, pun most certainly intended, and I don't think she was anywhere nearly as eager to go crawling back on her knees to them with their mouth open. Men also seem to have a hard time imprinting after the age of 40. And if you've never been married by that age, then the chances of doing so are less than 10%. After 25, we want to get married less and less. Nick, you say this imprint potentially lasts forever, or at least a very long time. You're describing love and longing for someone. I'm both sorry and grateful that you've never experienced anything like that in your life. If you were only ever with women that could never fall in love again, then they usually lie to you about having feelings for you, avoid telling you that they love you, or are just silent and hope you don't bring it up. Inside, they probably see how you love them and know that love brings them security. But their dirty little secret is that they'll never come close to feeling that way for you. They can't. Imagine you were with a woman for 2 years and she went behind your back and tried getting back together with her ex after such a long period of time. Maybe you were dating my sloppy seconds or something. I also wonder what it feels like to think of yourself as a doorstop for a woman that wants a different man. That must have done some serious damage to your self-esteem. having to play second fiddle fellatio. In my case, it didn't matter that the woman I lost my virginity to slept with only one man before me, about half a dozen times. She never spoke about him and never really bonded with him. Plus, for me, there was one woman before her that I'd done everything with except sex half a dozen times. So we were on the same page. The only difference was that being with her was giving me many tension headaches and anxiety because I wasn't 100% attracted to her, and also because after 3.5 years she began to change and started trying to control me. That's when I felt the need to exit stage left. I never told her that I was devastated for years after breaking up with her. She was so terrified of losing me that she actually proposed to me. I don't really talk about this sort of imprint so much because I feel like it's been covered to death, and I don't find it as interesting of an idea as I once did. When you made thousands of talks like this one before, the stuff you write down you don't want to repeat too often, and eventually you never bring it up again. Not because you don't want to, but because it feels like ancient history. Nick, when you experienced your first love, don't you go back and reminisce on what could have been? Don't you ever fantasize about what your life could have been like if you had been happily ever after? You're also right that a woman will talk and feel more about her first so-called adult love more than the other 40 or 50 guys she slept with while being in a drunken stupor. I guess I'm lucky that women never really brought up their past boyfriends with me. I wonder why that was. Maybe that woman you were with brought up her ex that she imprinted on because she wanted you to get jealous and fight to be with her. Maybe she was just doing it for the drama. When I got into another relationship at the age of 25, as I mentioned earlier, I still had feelings for my ex for another 3 or 4 years, until they eventually wore off. But I also had feelings for the new woman that just weren't as strong, but got stronger as the old woman's memory faded from me. But in the new relationship, I was a lot less emotionally attached, but found her more sexually attractive, and I wasn't codependent. The relationship wasn't as emotionally deep, but the trade-off was that it was far more stable, and I was a lot happier in the moment instead of being anxious all the time. Just because your ex-girlfriend still had feelings for her first boyfriend doesn't mean she was happy with that ex that she cried about. I don't think you were her consolation prize at all. Unless, of course, he was the one that dumped her and she still wanted to be with him, and he was rejecting her advances. If she left him, then odds are, yes, she loved him with the imprint, but she knew it wasn't going to work out because of some other factors. Maybe she wasn't emotionally bonded to you, but maybe you gave her the right attention, resources, and you loved her more than he ever loved her. Maybe she was with you because your relationship was much healthier than when the one with him, and you made her feel like you weren't going to leave the way that he did. When a woman I loved told me how high her notch count was, that it was so high she couldn't remember, I didn't care, because I was with her and didn't judge her on that because she never spoke about those other blokes. But if I had spoken to her about my first love and how I was still emotionally connected early in our relationship for a few years, I'm sure that would have caused serious problems. My suspicion is that the girl you were with either thought you were a simp and she could cry on your shoulder about how she loved her ex more than you, or that she was just shit-testing you and wanted you to fight for her and show her that you were the right man for her. Maybe a little bit of drama from column A and a little bit of drama from column B. The real tragedy is that as men, we want women to be equal to us and live their own lives and make their own choices. It feels right to give them that. But when they do make those choices, they usually aren't very good for the future of civilization. They ride that carousel and are unable to bond with any more men after a few of us, and then end up becoming spinsters, lowering the birth rates and eventually leading to the decline of civilization. Do you really think that men in the past were controlling and stupid? Do you really think they didn't have the very same impulses to give women freedom the way that we have today? But they realized that if they did, other groups of men wouldn't, and they would be outbred and then overrun by a population with greater numbers. So women had to have limited rights so they could reproduce as much cannon fodder as possible on their backs. After nuclear weapons created mutually assured destruction, the size of your manned army didn't matter as much as the size of your missile stockpile. Add the birth control pill to that and men no longer had to worry about numerical superiority to win against other males. So we relaxed and gave women all the rights they wanted, because it felt like the right thing to do. But the one question that remains is, how low are we willing to let our populations fall in the coming decades and centuries so that women can ride that carousel? It brings them pleasure in the short term, but creates emotional instability and pain for them over the longer term. You've seen what happens, Nick. So what are we supposed to do? I say let women have their freedoms and suffer with them, taking their antidepressant drugs, while we build a separate system. As a man, I don't want to be a tyrant telling women how to live. But I also don't want to be a victim of a tyrant with tits and her flying simp monkeys then try and tell me how I should sit with my legs closed. The men in the past understood that if they didn't protect their women and limit their freedoms, that men would come from outside their countries and take their lives and freedoms away. It's the vacuum left behind by a lack of war that's led to this situation. I'm sure we can all agree that war is bad as well. We're in a mess because our natural human impulses of aggression and control no longer make sense in the world we're in, and men can't make war, and men can't tell women what to do. But women's impulses are not being put in check, and they're willing to tell men what to do, and just because they can't wage a physical or kinetic war against men, doesn't mean that they aren't waging economic warfare and information warfare against us. Men gave up and surrendered a long time ago, but women keep on fighting, probably believing that at any moment, we're going to go back to our old ways, and force them back into the kitchen again. The best defense is a good offense. So it's not necessarily feminism, but female nature that's being unchallenged by men that's leading to the crazy world that we find ourselves in. Women have always had men to keep them in check and possess them in relationships, and for most of history, women haven't had the chance to leave the men they imprinted with. But now they do, and I don't think that's something that nature intended. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to Nick for the donation and topic. Don't forget to smash the like button, the way that the more men women smash between the sheets, the more it smashes their brain and emotions to bits. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Gab, and MGTOW.TV to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized. And if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45. And I won't rush you out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills. And remember, a red pill a day keeps the women that are only with you because you're a consolation prize with a cock away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.